It is a musical show today. We've got Royce Lovett, local artist, songwriter. Brett Wellman will be with Miriam Dady in the business spotlight. And Melanie Mays in production. She's got a show tonight at the Monticello Opera House. So stay with me. You're going to love this.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck. Truck and Car Concepts. People with their cars, we're number one by far.
Gift ideas are here at Truck and Car Concepts Christmas sale event. Backup cameras as low as $3.99. High-tech DVD players starting at $5.99. Plus, a layaway program and gift certificates.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tripping out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Superior sound systems as low as $2.99, plus special pricing for custom packages at Truck and Car Concepts across from Kraft Nissan on Mayan Drive. See store for details.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
Here we are again, my friend. Thank you for joining me on a lovely Saturday morning in Tally Town. Merry Christmas, y'all, with the season upon us. All sorts of festivities have already come our way, and here we are now in the second weekend of Christmas time. And the church choirs and the festivals continue to adorn our fair community with this, including this lovely show that Melanie Mays and company have produced for us out there at the Monticello Opera House. It's called Winter Wonderettes. They'll be in performance tonight, 8 o'clock. You can get tickets at the door starting about 7:30. They're performing tonight and again tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock matinee. Great little show written and created by Roger Bean. If you love all of those kind of classic Christmas pop tunes, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and or Jingle Bell Rock, that sort of thing, and Winter Wonderland, this quartet of women are fantastic. You're going to love Winter Wonderettes. And let's face it, when it's Melanie Mays, her company, Madco, doing the thing, man, it's a thing worth watching. And so well worth the price of admission. Don't miss that. It'll put you, if you're just not into it, this will put you in the mood. I'm promising you that. And you'll thank me later, okay? So that's coming up. We've got her coming to us here in the first hour to talk about her production. Very musical show today. Brett Wellman is going to be with our lovely co-host, Miriam Dady, talking about his music, and he's got some music to share. And Brett, for many of you, you know him. He's big time into blues and such. Done a lot of work around town, played a lot of different places. His band has done real well. And we've got some of his music on our radio station, moosemagnificat.com. So that's a great thing. We're going to learn more about Brett. And then in the second hour, this young man, Royce Lovett. Wow, what a treasure he is. He's done several albums already and a couple of EPs under a new label. We're going to find out about his music career and his music. He's got some songs to share with us. So that'll be fun. That'll be in the second hour. In case you're looking around town at other things to do, I've got Andrew Rybeck standing by, our associate producer. Andrew is going to bring us another edition of what you want to be doing this week. Is that what it's called? No, what you will be doing this week. That's what you'll be doing this week. I think that's what it's called. They never tell me these things. I'm guessing. But I know it's Andrew, and he'll do a great job. So you're going to stay tuned for that. Other news here, Tallahassee Fire Academy, which is part of the TCC community, Tallahassee Community College, Florida Public Safety Institute, well, they've just been granted $15,000 in scholarships. Well, that's cool. And this came by way of the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. This gift will fund three post-completion scholarships, including the $2,500 Isaac Royal Memorial Award. Wow. Well, this is fall 2016 scholarship recipients, and their classmates will be honored at the class 020 graduation ceremony on the 13th. That's this coming Tuesday evening at the FPSI, Florida Public Safety Institute Conference Center. This is news you can use. You need to know about this stuff. Firefighters, man. And those guys out there, they train them. They know how to train them the right way. We have that on good authority. Well, Mike Bellamy has been here with us many times, contributor to the show. He'll talk about that. All right, here's another TCC notice. It says 12 Tallahassee Community College students will have hands-on opportunities to help their fellow scholars improve on their math skills thanks to a new initiative. The Math Champions Student Success Initiative is a partnership between the college's Academic Affairs Office and the Connect to Complete program. They provide mentors for students in developmental and gateway math courses. Well, that's cool. I've never been that great at math. I can add up the numbers if there's a dollar sign in front of it. Anyway, the math champions are students who have proven success in college-level math courses. So there you go. TCC, folks, always turning out some good news out there, working pretty hard. They've done well this year with all of their fundraising and new programs and stuff. Great to have them a part of this fair town. So as promised, I've got Andrew Rybeck standing by with news of other events going on around town this week. I will remind you that we are always grateful for our sponsors. Witten Glass, 75-year-old family-owned company, started back in 1945, Jack Witten. Our good friends over there at Mahan Animal Clinic, Scott Pliskin and company. And we should also point out that we have the good friends with Christmas Connection busily at work, and so our Help Christmas Connection campaign is ongoing. If you need to learn more about Christmas Connection, well, we've got the spot for you, helpchristmasconnection.com. And we want to thank our sponsors there, including New Century Cleaning Services and Truck and Car Concepts and Southern Smiles, Family Dentistry, Dr. Eve James over there in Quincy. That's the kind of people they are. You can trust them. So when you hear their ads on our show, you know that they are the people that we are proud to represent. If you're looking for more information about us, you can go to TallahasseeTalks.com, where we have all the shows archived for you. And don't forget, you can send to us any suggestions or questions you have simply by emailing topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Okay, Andrew is ready. Let's talk with Andrew about what you'll be doing this week. Andrew?
Thanks, Brian. So last week we talked about the Polar Bear Express, which is still going on. So if you want more information on that, go ahead and visit veteransmemorialrailroad.org. However, this week, the Polar Express, as in that movie with the train and the kooky train conductor with the hole puncher voiced by Tom Hanks, yeah, that's going to be playing at the Challenger Learning Center IMAX Theater until the 15th. And yes, it is in 3D. Adult tickets are $10, student and senior tickets are $9, and children's tickets are only $8. If you've seen this movie, you probably haven't seen it in IMAX 3D. And if you've never seen this movie, I'm really not too sure what you do around the holidays, but you should definitely make it out to the theater. It's a must-see Christmas classic, especially being in 3D. There are a couple scenes that would look extra magical, so get your tickets today. And since you all are going to be at the Challenger Learning Center anyway to see the Polar Express, I figure I'd keep you there for a second show. The Challenger Learning Center celebrates the season of light with a brand new holiday music show called Let It Snow. Let It Snow features a new variety of festive classics from Frank Sinatra to Chuck Berry, while including a stunning multimedia finale by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You can enjoy these classic holiday tunes while watching a thematic animation, laser imagery, and special effects. The show takes place in the planetarium, so you know it will be an experience like no other. Let It Snow will be playing through January 1st, and for ticket information, you can go to challengerlh.com. And that's what you'll be doing this week. For Tallahassee Talks, I'm Andrew Rybeck.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for today's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady. Brought to you by Tallahassee Community College Workforce Development.
This morning, all I had was gone. I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Did nobody seem to love me, not even my dear old mom. I got married when I was young, you know, I thought I was a king. Young, thought I was a king. I'm in nice house and nice clothes. I'm in lots of things. I come home after work and the back door, it was ajar. I come home after work and the back door, it was ajar. Looked down my kitchen window, and there was this man running to his car. Well, my baby said she strayed, 'cause the man made her feel so good. Woo. Yeah, my baby said she strayed, man made her feel so good. Well, I packed up my guitar, left as fast as I could. Up this morning, all I had was gone. Well, I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. And nobody seemed to love me, not even my dear old mom.
Hello, I'm Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight. I have a terrific guest with me today, Mr. Brett Wellman. Should I call you Mr.?
I am a Mr., but no, Brett's just fine.
Brett, thank you for being here with me.
This is my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Now, I've got to confess to you that with Tallahassee Business Spotlight, I love my insurance salesmen and cleaning ladies and candlestick makers and everyone that is on the show, but I have a soft spot for entertainers, and that's what you do so well. I know all of y'all listening know that I have kind of bent the rules of Tallahassee Business and had all kinds of poetry readers and actors and tap dancers on the show. Well, today I have Brett Wellman, who can play about every instrument you can name.
Well,
and he is the front man for a band called the Stone Cold Blues Band. You've probably heard him. Thanks for being here, Brett.
It is my pleasure. And, you know, I got to say, something that you just said is very important when you talk about the arts, and that is the business side of it. It is a business.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where things like being on this show is so important, because you highlight the fun part of it, the music or the art, but also it is a business. And there's a lot of people that try to pay their rent this way.
You know, when we look at big stars, or we watch the Grammys,
right,
or any of those things, it's funny to imagine that those were the same people that were hustling for a wedding gig.
That's right.
Or an anniversary gig, or a bar mitzvah. Just a couple of years ago, I remember tremendous artist Al Jarreau.
Right, sure.
He won Best New Artist Grammy,
mm-hmm,
17 years into his career.
That's right. Let's define new, you know.
tell me about your background.
Well, I was very lucky. I started playing violin when I was 5. Went to a public elementary school down in the Orlando area, and had a fantastic music teacher who was trying out this new program called the Suzuki program, named after a Japanese Dr. Suzuki. And started learning to play the violin by ear, and taught it just like you teach a language. So just as your child learns to speak by imitating sounds before they learn what the alphabet is, you learn to play the instrument before you learn how to read the music.
Right.
And so it's just an imitation of the sounds. And it takes a little bit longer to learn by ear, but when you do that, it's amazing what you can do.
Well, and violins don't have frets, do they?
That's correct.
Your little ear, your little 5-year-old ear had to hear exactly where that note was.
Absolutely. That's a great point. It doesn't have frets, so you're able to slide your fingers to get the exact note with it. It's only got 4 strings on the violin,
mm-hmm,
and the violin is very similar to a child's voice, so it's very intuitive for them to pick up on those tones and be able to learn it that way. So it's a phenomenal program.
Where'd you go from there?
I played until I was in 8th grade, went all the way through elementary school, and did orchestra in junior high, and then I discovered girls, so I stopped playing for a couple of years, and then when I graduated from high school, a buddy of mine told me I should go out and get a cheap guitar because he could show me a couple chords, and the girls just love guitar.
You gave up the tuba, and you got an electric guitar.
Basically. So I started playing guitar when I was 18, and you know, I went into it with the mindset of, if I could just play a couple Jimmy Buffett songs.
Right.
Just 3-chord songs, sitting around the campfire on the beach like in the commercials, you know, and there would be a girl that would come along and sit next to me and think, oh, my hero. And the thing is, I got sucked into it. I thought, wow, this is awesome. And I learned one song, and then I wanted to learn another song. And in the meantime, my musical tastes changed dramatically and expanded, and I got real deep into blues music, and it just kind of went on from there and kind of defined my path with music. So
do you write music?
I do. I haven't done it a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's an art.
Right.
And I used to be real into songwriting, and I have had some people that were very close to me tell me that I didn't do it very well. And although I should not have listened to them, it hurt.
Oh.
So, but it's a mental thing, you know. Yeah. I'm trying to break out of that.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. My name is Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight.
In 1939, a young copywriter named Robert L. May of the Montgomery Ward Company wrote a Christmas poem to be shared with their store customers. The popularity of this little poem grew famously until it became one of America's most treasured. So much so that 10 years later, it was the basis of a song written by Johnny Marks and recorded by Gene Autry. As a child, May was often taunted and ostracized for being shy and small in stature, so it was easy for him to capture those emotions as he told us the story of one strange-looking reindeer with a shiny red nose. And now you know another Christmas story. From Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive, call 402-0557 and Rambana and Ricci Immigration Attorneys, 224-4529 and Universal Collision with two locations, 894-3600.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, folks, here we are, this beautiful Saturday in December. It's Christmas time. Tallahassee is alive with music. And for this here fine radio show, we have brought you some remarkable musical talent today. We have brought to us a talent who, for her part, not only has this noteworthy repertoire, she has this sort of curriculum vitae that will take your breath away. Okay, so this is a person who has performed in her own right for many years, found herself in Tallahassee some years ago. And at that, in our sister community of Monticello, and though she tried very, very, very strongly, she tried to avoid getting back into any kind of theatrical performance or involvements and such, right? But so I'm talking about our guest this morning, Melanie Mace. How are you, Melanie?
I'm terrific. Thank you, Brian.
All of that waste of your time. Because we all know I love to hear myself talk. I'm infected that way. But it's true. You decided, you know what? I've done my thing. I'm moving to Monticello. I'm going to sell college textbooks. Mm-hmm. And here comes this beautiful Monticello Opera House. And you could just feel all of those tentacles beginning to reach out and take hold of you and draw you in.
Right.
And here you are today, these many years later, having contributed formidably, in my humble opinion, mm-hmm. to not just Monticello, but we'll call it performing arts, the theater in Tallahassee-ish, and beyond the greater Tallahassee area. We consider everything from, you know, within five counties to be Tallahassee. So that's how
right.
I look at it.
Right.
And for those of you who are paying attention, I want to tell you that it hasn't gotten any better for her. She's gone out and created this fantastic show that's been in performance these last couple of weeks. Performing again tonight and tomorrow, the show entitled Winter Wonderettes. It was written and created by Roger Bean. Folks, if you like some of the vintage Christmas kind of tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, okay, songs like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree or Jingle Bell Rock, okay, or even things like Santa Claus is Coming to Town and all of those kinds of fun Christmas songs, right? Winter Wonderland, Run Rudolph Run. You got to see this show. You just have to see this show. You might as well just tear down your Christmas tree and shut off the lights. If you don't go see Winter Wonderettes, what is wrong with you? Come on. It's Christmas. Do this. So the show is tonight in Monticello, at the Opera House. Show starts at 8 o'clock. You can get in 7:30, get your tickets, get comfortable. It's going to be a great show. The Winter Wonderettes, Melly's going to tell us about this, but these four young ladies, from what I've understood, are the real deal.
They are the real deal. They are so talented. And if any of you came to Monticello a couple years ago in 2012 to see the Marvelous Wonderettes, it's the same four girls that performed in that show. And they are, you know, I call them girls, but, you know, they're all young women with families. And but they're very, very, very talented. And the fun thing about the Winter Wonderettes is this is the Christmas version of it. So it's a different storyline, okay, with different music, but the same four characters.
Four characters.
Right? Yeah.
Who are at, what's the setting?
Well, the setting is 10 years after they've graduated. So
yes,
the Marvelous Wonderettes was Act 1 was the girls in high school. Act 2 was the girls 10 years later at their high school reunion. And this is supposed to be Winter Wonderettes 6 months later at Christmas time.
Gotcha.
And they are performing at Harper's Hardware, which is where one of the girls, Betty Jean, has been working since high school. And so they're doing the Christmas party for Mr. Harper.
Wow.
And the audience becomes the employees of Harper's Hardware. And so it's their Christmas party.
Very
and so
cool.
There's audience participation, all kinds of shenanigans and fun stuff. And the girls just have a great time. And, you know, they're singing this really tight four-part female harmony, which
sounds
is
fantastic.
Just really great.
Rebecca Amon?
Yes, Amon.
Amon Griffin. Rebecca Amon Griffin, mm-hmm. Nikki Parker, mm-hmm. Heather Boyd,
yes,
and Marcia Polk.
Polk, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Just the four girls, and they have, 23, 24 songs they have to sing? Knocking it out of the park.
Wow.
Solos, harmony, all kinds of stuff, plus choreography.
So
plus
the show
the script,
is tonight, 8
yes.
o'clock, Monticello mm-hmm. Opera House, and tomorrow there's a matinee at 2 o'clock.
That's right.
And you can get tickets there probably around 1:30, folks.
And don't forget the last night, which is December 16th. Yes, they still have December
16th. Next weekend. Yes. Right. And there they could actually be a part of the supper that happens prior to the
show. It's a dinner and theater. So unfortunately for this weekend, you wouldn't
already
be
booked
for the dinner. So,
right.
But for the December 16th, if you call right now, you can get on the list.
You
can buy your dinner reservations in, and then you would need to be there. It starts at 6:30.
I understand
for that.
The food is fabulous.
Fantastic. Carrie Ann and Company does the catering. So
nice.
It's wonderful. Very
okay.
good.
So here we have an historic setting for this fantastic show.
Yep.
And Melanie Mays, who is one of my dear friends, and we don't hang out.
We
but
don't
we
hang.
Just know that we love each other because we're theater buffs.
We are like-minded.
We are like-minded.
Which is frightening, but we are.
It is a scary thought. However, because that's true, it's easy for us to tell you there are just certain things in life that are more important than others, and this is one of those things.
Yes.
For your part, and I tried to be poetic, I guess, in my approach in introducing you, but you really did have an extensive career in theater.
I did, yeah.
Hailing from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City, Missouri.
Performing all of these many years.
Mm-hmm.
Union actor, you're a SAG member, right? Equity.
SAG-AFTRA, Equity. Actually, Equity First was my first union, and then AGVA. So.
And with that, you get this cockeyed idea that you're going to come to Monticello recreate that level of professional theater among us-ins who, you know, we're kind of struggling with that because, you know, we all think that we know what we're talking about, but we don't. And then we have to listen to you because you really do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a scary thing.
It's been challenging. But then I hear you talk about your work with children.
Yeah, the kids are great.
That's your biggest love.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the kids totally get it. They don't really question. They listen to me. They absorb it. And then they give me back exactly what I ask from them. And they perform, the kids that perform from Monticello, and actually some Tallahassee kids come out and perform with us, they perform at a very high level. And I feel like I'm helping them a lot. And we've had a couple of kids decide to go on into theater in college. And, you know, the things that they learned from us, they're being able to use in college theater programs. And I have some younger kids coming up that's their goal. They want to go to, you know, wherever, to FSU, try to get into the theater program there. And I'm very proud of that. That's what I always wanted. And, you know, we have a little studio. That's the one thing we added in 2013 was an actual studio. Mm. So we have a dance studio and people can take ballet, tap, jazz, and I have another teacher teaching for me, Heidi Codington. She's fantastic, teaching, you know, point and pre-point, and I teach most of the jazz and tap and musical comedy. And then we also have voice lessons and piano lessons and a great guitar teacher, Rob Stewart. Wow. So we are really providing a thorough musical education to these kids.
And this is all under the heading of MADCO.
Of MADCO, absolutely. Yeah. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Talking to Melanie Mays here, she is arguably MADCO with all of these other folks that work with her, and having produced some remarkable productions over the years, including Fiddler on the Roof in Oklahoma, The Sound of Music. Here, this little show, Winter Wonderettes, on tonight. Monticello Opera House starts at 8 o'clock. We're going to continue with Melanie Mays. You stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. And I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Melanie Mays. She is the founder, the director, the everything that it requires to be for MADCO. MADCO is this production company. She and her partner, who for many years have been producing some remarkable shows. We mentioned a couple of them: Lucky Dollar, Private Eye, Little Shop of Horrors, Cabaret. You're known for the level of quality. Mm-hmm. When it's a Melanie Mays production, people go, "Oh, that's the good one." Okay,
that's what they tell me, and I'm very flattered by that. I have to say,
you should
nice.
Be because from my hearing. Some of the times we have shows around town, even at the Opera House, it's not the same level of quality. And then people kind of hang all of that on the Opera House and say, well, gosh, they must not know what they're doing. I think it's because they didn't get Melanie Mays in there to do the show. And okay, and now I want my $5.
Right now you're flattering me. I owe you $5, right?
I promise you.
Yeah.
I'm good for that.
Well, you know, I mean, that whether that's true or not, what I will say is, that's what I strive for, because I realized early on that what I could do for Monticello and for any actor or musician or dancer who works with me, I can make them even better than they are.
Sure.
I do feel like, you know, all my years I've been an actor, singer, dancer. I was a performer, so I know what it's like to be a performer and be frustrated.
Yep.
But, you know, by whatever it is your director says or not understanding why you're not cast or those things, what I can do for these people is I can make them even better than they are, because what I've realized is I have an eye that sees the big picture.
Yeah.
And I think what performers forget is when they're involved in something, they aren't seeing the big picture. They see themselves.
Yep.
They don't understand really how they connect to everyone. And it is my job as the director to make sure that all the little pieces fit. And as the producer on top of that, I'm making sure that even more of the pieces fit. So I do see the big picture. And that's what I keep trying to say to everyone is, listen to what I'm telling you, because I will make you better. And I do it out of love. I do it never out of meanness. It is always out of my desire to make them better. But the best they can
be. It's remarkable to me, too, and we often have this conversation with our guests about their choice, their decision to stay in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that.
Yeah.
Even though at times you're pulling your hair out because you're just trying to get us to come one step closer to maybe doing something really, really cool.
Yeah. And you know, I have. I do feel like my shows, the people that I work with, have all shown a major improvement. And I am so proud of really every production I've ever done. There isn't one production that I can say, well, that was a pickle. There just hasn't been one. Yeah.
So people have said, okay, Melanie, I want to do what you're asking me to do.
And I do have people who do
do
a lot of shows with me. They do, and they come back. They might take a year off to rest because I am exacting. I ask a lot of my performers, but they eventually all come back, and I think they enjoy that. I think they do enjoy working at a certain level because they feel good about what they're doing.
You've got another show coming up, I think, in the spring or summer.
Oh, well, it's in January. It's January.
Oh, in January.
It's Lend Me a Tenor. That opens January 13th.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, and I have a great cast. Half of the people are from Monticello, half are from Tallahassee. It's fabulous cast.
Lend Me a Tenor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monticello Acting and Dance Company. That's you. That's Madco.
That is us.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you've got this other one
in
June.
Summer.
That's Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, and that's the kids' performance.
Children's theater.
Children's theater, absolutely.
Nice.
And that'll be great. You know, we have anywhere from probably 25 to 50 kids participating in our kids' shows at any one time. And they're learning to act, sing, and dance. And some have been with me a long time. And, you know, it's good. They're getting really good. It's kind of scary.
Is that for you? I will put it this way: which do you find most rewarding?
Because that's tough.
You've done a lot of different things
yeah.
as a performer, as a producer, director, teacher.
That's tough.
What would you rather be doing if you couldn't do anything else? You'd have to choose.
I'd have to choose. That would be a tough decision. I love working with.
Well,
the
you
kids.
Have to choose. Come on.
I have to choose.
Yes. You have 3 seconds. Three.
Okay, I'd take the kids' shows. I would.
I thought so.
I would, but what I will
and
say.
And why?
Because I love seeing how they learn, and I love shaping them, and I love the fact
the
that
discovery.
They catch on, the discovery, and the getting it, and the getting better, and the there's very little pushback. Sometimes adults are a little inhibited. Kids tend not to be as inhibited. I do enjoy that. I will say, though, to do the adult things, they're probably more fun for me. The kids shows are a teaching experience.
For sure.
Whereas I do teach a little bit with the adults, it's a little bit more fulfilling in some ways because the material is a little deeper.
Right.
And the level of performance I can get from people is a little bigger.
When
so.
You are out and about as a theater goer.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And we have a fair amount of theater in town. You know, there's young actors. There's Theater Tallahassee now and, you know, community theaters.
Right.
There's what goes on over there at the Leaf in Quincy and such.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then there's opening nights and all of those performances.
Right.
As someone who would attend any of those shows, how do you adjust that mentally? I guess when you go in, do you say, come on now, let's put this in scale. We know it's not national in scale, but it's local. So are you able to sit and enjoy that?
I am. There's aspects, I think, of every show that I can enjoy. I'm going to tell you that some are better than others.
Yeah.
But I think you really do. You have to say, you know, and I'm someone who's seen theater you know, all over the United States. And I've seen some of the best companies and I've seen a lot of theater in New York on Broadway because I lived in New York, you know, and so I've seen the best. And I think a lot of performances in Tallahassee I've seen some very worthy performances. I'm not going to say everything I've seen has been fantastic, but, you know, I think also you have to realize that at this level, people are learning. And some people, it's not so much that they're learning, they're doing it for fun.
Yeah.
So you do kind of have to.
It is community theater.
It really is, and you kind of have to, with a grain of salt sometimes. But I'll be honest with you: when I go see shows, I'm casting, I'm looking for people, and I actually went to Tallahassee Theater and got half of my cast for Lend Me a Tenor from one of their most recent shows. I did, and I sat there watching and thinking, could this work? How would I do that? And I do go see shows with that in mind. I go for casting. So maybe I don't like the entire show. Maybe I don't, you know, like something about it. But if I can find one or two people that I think I would like to work with, then that's been a plus for me. So I have to look at it. I look at it that way, too. But I am, just so everybody knows, I'm always casting. I am.
Melanie Mays, our guest. She is the director and choreographer for this marvelous
and music
Christmas
director.
Time. And the person who changes out the lights,
yeah,
too. We understand. She'll probably be down in the pit, you know, trying to help the guy tune up as well.
Yeah.
The show is called Winter Wonderettes. You don't want to miss this. Tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Show's tonight at 8, tomorrow afternoon at 2, and then again next weekend on the 16th. If you want to be there next weekend, let her know now so you can, or call in and get your reservations for dinner prior to the show. It's a great opportunity. You're going to love this show.
They can do it all online,
if you're
too,
feeling
Brian.
Like you're just not into the whole Christmas thing, go see this show. Yeah. You will be like, you'll be jumping up and down. You'll put on your Santa suit. You're going to want to go home and go buy another Christmas tree. It's just that way, with all kinds of great songs that just remind us of how much fun Christmas really is. The Winter Wonderettes, performing tonight at the Monticello Opera House in historic Monticello, Florida. Our guest, Melanie Mays. Thank you, my dear friend.
Thank you, Brian.
A pleasure.
It was fun.
Stay with me, folks. Coming up more right after the top of the hour, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Truckin' Hard Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truckin' Hard Concepts. People with their cars, we're number one by far.
Gift ideas are here at Truck and Car Concepts Christmas Sale Event. Backup cameras as low as $3.99. High-tech DVD players starting at $5.99. Plus, a layaway program and gift certificates.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Superior sound systems as low as $2.99, plus special pricing for custom packages at Truck and Car Concepts across from Kraft Nissan on Mayan Drive. See store for details.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Having a lovely time reviewing some of the music of the season. Melanie Mays was with us in that first hour talking about her show tonight at Monticello Opera House called Winter Wonderettes. Starts at 8 o'clock and then again next weekend on the 16th. So you've got tonight, you've got tomorrow afternoon, and then next weekend, the 16th of December. Marvelous little show, and encourage you to take part in that because it will simply delight you, and you'll be ready to go on with your Christmas celebrations, right? Very cool. And I've got in this hour our new friend, a fellow that we've just now met, we're getting to know, Royce Lovett, 28 years old, grew up in Tallahassee, born and reared, Tallahassee, Florida. Wanted to be a boxer when he was a kid, but things turned a little differently for him. Pursued music. His wife, his mom was a choir director. Married now, he and his wife working together to establish and move his music career forward. He's got his own manager and such. It's important. I'm trying to be in the business of performance. Melanie talked about that too. You know, theater is still business if it's going to make it, if you're going to be consistent, let's put it that way. If you're going to really make this thing work. It's a tough business, and I've been in and around it all of my life in one way or another. And, you know, my own family, our oldest son, Morgan, going hard and strong for over 20 years, now living out in Los Angeles, and hear some of his stories. He'll be with us later in the season. Hope to get him back on the show. And I would say to you, if you're feeling a little bit out of it, not really feeling the spirit of Christmas, well, here's something you can do, I think, that'll help. Participate. You know, go out to one of these festivals or shows. Go to a concert. Or, here's something really cool. Do something for the folks at Christmas Connection. We are pleased to be representing, once again, Christmas Connection with our promotion. We call it HelpChristmasConnection.com. And we've lined up Tallahassee Family Magazine and Truck and Car Concepts, New Century Cleaning Service, Southern Smiles Family Dentistry. All of these folks that are with us, and of course, our longtime friends and sponsor, Wid and Glass. This is the best of the best in Tallahassee. These business owners and their vision for how they care for their customers and how they care for the families that are served by Christmas Connection. So my advice to you is you can make a donation. Do it today. Do it this week. Christmas Connection headquarters is at the newly dubbed Center of Tallahassee. Longtime Tallahasseans will know it as Tallahassee Mall, renamed Center of Tallahassee and revitalized, reinvented would be a better way of saying it. Wow. If you've not taken part in what is going on at Center of Tallahassee, man, it is a remarkable transformation. In fact, in the news this week, it was announced that they're going to be offering posh apartments as part of their plan at Center of Tallahassee. They've already got their amphitheater out there. They've got a skating rink going on through the holidays here. Now they'll be offering these apartments that are decidedly upscale and furnished and just really special. Well, isn't that a very cool thing to do? The investment being made has got to be staggering. I haven't seen any numbers lately, but I can promise you there are a lot of zeros in that number. And to be a witness to how that is transforming the northwest side of Tallahassee. When that was a facility that was in decline, had been for many years, nobody seemed to have the right solution. Nobody seemed to have the right ticket for that. And many came and tried, made some success, but ultimately not working. And here comes this fella out of Birmingham, Alabama, and says, I think I can make that work. And boy, he has certainly thrown down. Tamarin Waters has done a marvelous job in chronicling that for us, tracking for us the story way back in the beginnings. But, this is all Blackwater Resources, Alex Baker and company out of Birmingham. Basically, they've enlisted this third party in Dell American. It's an Orlando-based real estate group specializing in luxury apartment communities. So they're going to fit in with this whole concept out there with their apartment living. And their CEO was quoted as saying, he said, it's resort living at home. That was his quote. And Alex Baker, CEO for Blackwater, says, well, we think it's going to fit in or integrate very well within this styling that has become the hallmark of Center of Tallahassee. Now, the plans include a four-story apartment building, sleek and modern. One pool will be anchored by day beds in each corner. An effervescent jacuzzi is dubbed the champagne pool. Tenants can choose from 17 different floor plans, from studio to three-bedroom apartments. Fantastic. It'll be right in there between Burlington Coat Factory and Belk on the AMC Mall entrance side. Wow. You got to love it, folks. It's a Tallahassee story. And in that keeping, or in keeping with that story, we will say that there are so many stories being written. And it's our pleasure to bring them to you through these humble means. We're going to learn a lot about Royce Lovett and his story, being a Tallahassee native, talking about his music career and how things have changed for him, even as a musician. And a young man who is... taken a different approach to how he expresses his faith in God, his faith in people, and his faith in this community, and how he sees himself as an agent, a participant in all of that. So there you go, folks. We've got a great show coming your way. Stay with me through the hour with more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
So growing up in Tallahassee, Royce Lovett wanted to be a boxer.
Yeah.
In fact, his father bought him all the stuff. You know, gloves and tape and weights. Started training over at Lincoln Center, Frenchtown. In fact, he is on record saying that he believed it to be the greatest sport in the world, enjoying the stamina and the intellectual skills that the game sharpened. So he's quoted as saying, most people think about taking out aggression when they think about boxing. But for Royce Lovett, he says it's all about learning how to not be afraid of what's in front of you. Royce Lovett is our guest this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas as well.
Yeah, what'd you get me?
Well,
you haven't finished your shopping yet, have you?
It's a surprise. Yeah, you don't tell people what you get.
Good answer. Tell me to mind my own business. I like that. That's right. Are you still into boxing at all? Or not much?
No, not really.
Time, probably.
Yeah, time is kind of gone.
Now, come on, you got a bag in your garage, don't you?
Well, I have a bag at my mom's house. I don't own a garage yet.
I'm right there with you, bro.
Yeah, but I have been to a gym, maybe not recent, but and we did some boxing exercises.
Yeah.
I think they're like it's just like core body stamina,
sweet
endurance.
How
stuff.
Old were you when you first started thinking about boxing,
man? I had to be 12. Huh. I had to be 12.
About that time.
Yeah, it just, you know, you want to, everybody wants to be like their dad in a sense, I think.
Your dad was big time into boxing and such, or no?
Yeah, I mean, he did it in the Job Corps. He did it after that. And that's like something that me and him like connected on more than other sports. And, you know, then after you watch a movie with your dad about boxing and you see how he's hyped up about it, and you're just like, man, I want to do this if he's doing it. And
totally. What are your favorite boxing movies?
Man, favorite boxing movies?
I mean, you had to remember. Do you remember what your first boxing movie was that you saw?
It was definitely Rocky.
Got to be.
It was definitely Rocky in all of them.
Right, got it.
Ugh. You know what? I think right now, I would have to say that, what was it? Was it Rocky? Not with Apollo Creed, but with the with the other guy where he was out in the snow. Was it Rocky II?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're looking at me?
It has to
be. You know,
maybe
my favorite
Rocky
boxing II. Movie is Cinderella Man.
Cinderella. That's a fantastic movie.
Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah. It's really dark.
It is tough.
But I like it a lot. But to be honest with you, if
Russell
I had to.
Russell Crowe is amazing, but anyway.
Always. Yeah. If I had to tell you my favorite movie, my favorite boxing movie today, I think I would have to say Fighter.
Okay.
I actually like connected with that in a sense.
The upcoming issue, in fact, it should be out here this week, next week, or maybe the week following. Tallahassee Family Magazine has a feature article on Train, Fight, Win.
Okay.
You got to check this out.
Okay, I will.
Because this is a married couple who started this training facility.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say any more.
Okay.
I'll tease it that way and let you wonder. But obviously then boxing kind of stepped back a little bit for you, and you pursued your musical leanings. When did that all get started?
Man, it is a mirage of or not even a mirage, I think I'm going to say it is a mosaic of lots of emotions.
Pieces and parts.
Somebody
else in your family musical? Is your dad musical?
Well, everybody kind of, not really. Yeah. My mother, she led worship at our church forever.
Yeah.
And people love to sing and stuff. I love to sing. I love to dance. I was a part of like a dance crew while I was younger. But
See, your boxing skills would work into that because dance is very...
Yeah. That's right? Very true.
And boxing is very choreographed.
You move like that.
Choreographic,
and you,
I guess.
I think that, you know, boxing and sports and wanting to be like my dad in a sense and different things like that. But I think the music kind of kicked in when I'm a believer in Christ and I was like, I'm going to do this God thing all the way in 2003, February in Tampa, I remember.
Wow.
And
big moment for you.
Yeah, definitely. And
big life decision.
I believe that he told me to do music. And every other plan, A, B, C, D, stopped.
Yeah.
And so I just started doing music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it seems like it's going pretty well.
Yeah.
Because we've had a lot of folks come back to us prior to your arrival here and say, do you know what's going on with Royce Lovett? And I'm like, huh? You know,
that's
what do I
cool.
know, right? I'm like the last guy in the room to figure out what's going on. I mean, but thankfully, I've got very smart people around me who stay informed.
Yeah.
And one of those guys, Vincent Hunt.
Vince, awesome guy. What's up, Vince?
He's not listening. He's sleeping right now. Let's go back to bed, bro. Vince, man. That guy works 24/7.
Yes, amazing ideas.
So he had said, you know, you got to check this guy out. I think he sent me like a video. He was at a place where he was like video doing a little live Facebook kind of thing. And I was like, okay, so we need to have a conversation with Royce Lovett.
I appreciate being here.
And thank you for being here. You're a Tallahassee native.
Yes.
You're 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two EPs that you've produced thus far.
On a major label.
On a major label. Prior to that.
Maybe 5-6 albums.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the indie
See,
label.
This is more than a guy who says, I like to play some songs.
Yes.
This is a guy who gets it done.
Yes. I love the whole.
Working.
Yeah, every single thing about it, to the recording, to the writing, to changing, to rewriting, to performing, to talking, to having conversations after the song's been played.
Sweet.
I love everything about it.
Sweet. Well, we're loving the fact that you're here. And folks, we got a couple of tunes that Royce is going to share with us. One is entitled Reach, and the other is
Write It on the Wall.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do Reach and Write It on the Wall. And so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, you're going to hear, Carl, what are we going to do first? Reach? You think? Yeah, so we're going to hear Reach. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. I've got Royce Lovett here in the studio on this beautiful December Saturday morning. Glad that you're a part of it. Don't forget that you can find us online at TallahasseeTalks.com. It's where we keep all of the shows. Since I was like a little kid, all of those shows are there just for you. And, of course, we'll have Royce Lovett there waiting for you. Stay with me. I got more with Royce Lovett right after this.
In 1853, English hymn writer John Mason Neal wrote the lyrics for A Christmas Carol, telling the story of a good king who went out on the Feast of Stephen the day after Christmas to bring food and firewood to a poor peasant. According to legend, the king's page complained of the bitter cold and deep snow and was about to turn back when this saintly king instructed him to simply follow in his footsteps. Miraculously, the page found that with each step, his feet were warmed along the journey. Thomas Helmore sent the inspiring lyrics to a 13th century tune and gave us the beloved carol, Good King Wenceslas. And now you know another Christmas story.
From Southern Smiles Family Dentistry in Quincy, 875-3908. Rambana and Ricci, immigration attorneys, call 224-4529. And Tallahassee Family Magazine, real stories, real family, real Tallahassee.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Sir.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I got a story to tell, but who will listen? This rapper plays guitar and sings like True Edition. I'm only thinking about love as if I'm writing fiction, and my mama says since birth I've been on this mission, so I see why the doctor yells cut it out. This dream of mine gets no playtime. I see sections of my life getting choked up like Radio Raheem, so I gotta do the right thing with the word I done seen. But if I'm honest, I feel like I made it. I bet my bank account laughed at that last statement. Cause if you don't see what I see, then you won't believe me. So I hope you leave you wondering and see like Stevie. Because these dreams are like grail, and that's what's cool about it. If you can't see it, you can feel, and that's what's true about it. Yo, if life is what you make it, then let's make something dope. I can see it, I can be it. Yo, tell me that I won't. Yeah, put your hands in the sky today. Though your dreams seem miles away, stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got a long way to touch heaven, heaven. Put your hands in the sky today. Though your dreams seem miles away, stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got long to wait to touch heaven, heaven. And you the coolest kid on the block, but you don't wanna go to school cause your shoes ain't hot. Rich folks at lunch and bowls and you eating free tots. An elementary that shows you who you are and who you not. It's funny how we equate the life here. They call us kids, but we demonstrate what men fear. I wonder what age I decided I didn't care when they would say, raise your heads in the clouds. I knew it was true, I wasn't meant for the ground. Never needed a proof because the word was sound. And it couldn't be false because they spoke too loud. I'm here now, and some told me it's all about what you're willing to do, what you're willing to push, what you're willing to move. Well, I'll be willing these swords, cause that's how my daddy raised me, what my mama prayed for, and what the streets gave me. And now I got this mic, I'ma never get it back. I'ma give you all the secrets, I'ma show you all the facts. Yo, I pray the same for my son. You ain't gotta sell drugs and you ain't gotta have a gun. Yo, put your hands in the sky today. Put your dreams seem miles away. Stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got a long way to touch heaven, heaven. Put your hands in the sky today. Put your dreams seem miles away. Stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got a long way to touch heaven, heaven. Put your hands up, keep them up there. Show the world you're tough. Time's getting hard now, we ain't giving up. No, they ain't seen nothing yet. Put your hands up, keep them up there. Show the world you're tough. Time's getting hard now, we ain't giving up. No, they ain't seen nothing yet. Put your hands in the sky today. Though your dreams seem miles away, stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got a long way.
I don't care who you are, put them up.
Put your hands in the sky today. Though your dreams seem miles away, stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got a long way.
Put
them up, heaven. Put your hands in the sky today. Though your dreams seem miles away, stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got a long way. Heaven, heaven. Put your hands in the sky today. Come on, dreams seem miles away. Stop thinking about yesterday. And I'm betting you ain't got a long way to touch heaven, heaven.
And that's real. It's real.
Reach The artist is Royce Lovett. He's our guest this morning. Born in Tallahassee. Thought about going into boxing when he was a kid.
Yeah.
His mother's musical leanings and her work as a choir director was a spark for you. And then you began pursuing the music. Where does it come from for you? Is it all about, I mean, do you sit around and think about things and think about, or does it just kind of pop in your head and go, hey, that's something cool. I'd like to do that. Or is it all of the above?
I think everything. Yeah. It can come from conversations. Something probably come from this conversation.
That has happened to me.
Yeah.
But the songs I can't play on the radio.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, they're kind of like really ugly and dark and nasty. But no, I'm sorry.
It comes from movies
just
or reading.
Just a joke.
And stories from other people's life, past hurts, pains, joys.
You think of yourself as a storyteller that way, kind of.
I think so. I love telling stories. I wrote a song yesterday called T-Shirt Man. That's completely a story from start to finish. And after I was thinking about it, I was like, man, this is a sad story. But I think sometimes in music, it's easier to illustrate something that you've been wanting to say for years, and people will connect to it. And maybe, I don't think music changes people, but I think it can be a catalyst to create some emotion to make you come of age at whatever age you're at.
Yeah. And help me here, because I'm curious about your walk as a Christian. Mm-hmm. And when I hear that, I think of Christian artists who do Christian songs. You seem to have a little different take on what that means.
I do. My walk as a believer, I've learned that culture is culture and not necessarily belief. I feel like sometimes believers have, and I'm not knocking down every door that or anything that anyone has created, but I think that sometimes culture can make divides. And right now, I guess, like you said, when you hear the word Christian, there's been a spiritual or a cultural divide created over years, where if it's not worship or if it's not teaching salvation, then it's not Christian. But that's completely false, because I have so many opinions and ideas and thoughts and hurts and questions that I'm allowed to talk about. And so if you want to call it Christian, you can. If you want to call it uplifting, you can. Whatever you call it doesn't really matter. It's who I am, what matters, you know what I mean? So I like to let my thought and my light, or, you know, my salt, I guess some people would say, some Christian jargon for you, but bleed out through the music. So I talk about my marriage and my life and how I grew up, and I paint pictures of love and pain and hurt and poverty and what's going on in the world. And because too many times I think music and entertainment, or just people, have separated themselves through colors, through economic statuses, in their neighborhoods, in their grocery stores, so they never get to have conversations like me and you get to have conversations. So I feel like if I can break down this cultural divide that we've created in the Christian world, at the same time break it down in the genre world, then I can get some white folks and black folks and Asian folks and some hip-hop heads and some hipsters and some farmers all in the same room listening to the same thing. And then maybe while they're doing that, they can have a conversation. So that's what I kind of like to do through the music. So that's why I don't really care too often about the title of a Christian artist.
Do those cultural divides, as you've described them, keep you out of certain places or keep you inside of certain places?
I think definitely. And I think they do that to everybody. Before I got signed to Motown Gospel, I was definitely invited a lot more to places outside cultural church. But once I got that little stamp of gospel, churches were more more like, oh, okay, so he's cool. Our kids can listen to this.
Right.
When they could the whole time. I've never changed my message.
How do they know you're not of the devil, though?
I know, right?
Think about that.
You got to think about certain
things. This is just all some big ruse.
Yeah, sometimes people just need a stamp or a sticker. You know, that's why we have those, hello, my name is.
There you go. Yeah, exactly right. WWJD.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, he'd probably just look at you and laugh is probably what he would do. Right?
Yeah. So it's definitely been different, you know, this changeover. I wouldn't say changeover. Me being on a quote unquote gospel label in many sorts too, because being on a gospel label, the minute someone hears gospel, normally they think black traditional gospel,
right.
Kirk Franklin, Todd Tribbett, all those great writers and leaders. And then when they hear my music, they're like, oh, this isn't that either. Mm-hmm. So it's not the norm in many senses. I just think that gospel means the now truth. Mm. And so I want to play and speak and share my now truth or the now truth. So
talking with Royce Lovett, local artist, musician, songwriter, and our guest this morning here. Stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Radio Land. This is blues guitarist Jerry Thigpen. Don't you move, because this is Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Royce Lovett about music. Are you setting out with your music in that way as an agent of change? Or are you focused on, I'm trying to make a difference?
Definitely.
Or are you just doing your songs and saying, hey, look, man, this is what I do?
Definitely. There's no reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason to, for me, and I think for a lot of people, I mean, people have their opinions, but there's no reason to do something for the dollar, especially not now. No. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to do something for the
not
dollar.
Not a whole lot of dollars to go around anyway.
Yeah.
So, right?
I want to do something for change, for chances to impact and advance and push and move culture. Mm.
Do you see that happen? I mean, do people come up to you and say, man, you really changed my life? Or how do people respond to the music?
I think that's why I keep going. I keep doing it. Recently, I just went on tour with Jeremy Camp, CCM artist, that has a core fan following of a demographic that isn't completely all of my demographic.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I mean usually. And the thing that I love the most about being on that tour is the people that came up to me and said, this is funny, but it's encouraging. Hey, I've never listened to the hip hop before. But
that sounds like something I would say.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But I'm glad you introduced it to me. Either I was intimidated or I was afraid of what I thought it was. Mm. That was encouraging. That is the type of change I want to make, because now this person has a conversation they can share with someone else. Now this person isn't afraid to talk to someone that listens to hip hop music or looks like hip hop music, you know? And I think when we create these divides like we were just talking about, and these things that are honestly prejudice in different ways, we miss out on meeting cool people.
Yeah.
You know, we miss out on developing relationships and creating a world that is not built off of government leadership, but built off of people loving each other.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And so honestly, I would like other people to say that Royce Lovett is helping culture or moving culture. I don't want to really say that myself, but I hope that I am. I just think that everybody has a purpose, and if we can tap into that purpose and understand what that purpose is, then you're happy. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that I'm really trying to push. You know, I tell people a lot, there's three things I believe people want in life: love, purpose, security. Ask any college student what they're going to school for, they'll pick the thing that has the most security. As kid, at a young age, what was I thinking about? We couldn't afford Lunchables. I had to eat, you know, hot lunch at school. So in third grade, I'm thinking about how can I sell something so I can buy some Lunchables and look cool like the other kids. You know, everyone's thinking about security in a sense, and we want to be loved and we want purpose. But I feel like if we get those things out of order, we never we never attain all three. So that's why all my music is about love, because I feel like if you find out what love is and who love is and how to love, then you find your purpose, and inside your purpose, you find security, and then you're not worried about your money or your dollar or your status. You just want to love people, because people are the most valuable. I mean, you were telling me earlier today that a city and a town's most valuable resource is the people.
People.
And I totally connect with that. I agree with that completely.
Folks, we've got one more song from Royce Lovett here. This is called Write It on the Wall. We're going to close out the show today with Mr. Lovett providing us this pretty remarkable tune. Royce, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back soon. Royce Lovett, my friends, and this is the song called Write It on the Wall. It's in its latest, this is, no, not the latest. This is your latest EP, correct?
Write It on the Wall, Love Wins is my latest EP.
Love Wins is the latest. This is, came just prior to that. So we'll take a listen. Folks, that's what I have for you today. We are the production of Alka Media Entertainment. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. Andrew Rybeck is our associate producer. I'll be looking for you next Saturday right here. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Keep me safe today, when the world is spinning out of control. Believe me, I know. Yeah. I see folks hurting, trying to find their way. See, the world is spinning out of control. Believe me, I know. If I can write it on the wall for everyone to see, it'll be a song of freedom, it'll be a prayer of peace. Oh Lord, still the world is spinning out of control. Yeah, see, God is love, and love.
feeling so? How did we get here? Say we didn't know. Gunshots, dream killing in the wars. We tweet, hashtag, buy a shirt and let it go. My tongue is my weapon and I'm bringing healing. And sort of willing, got you so dancing on the ceiling. High, you can fly if you catch the feeling. No lie, there's a way and you willing, but you're not. And I wish you was. See the battle inside of flesh and blood. We watch the news and still don't know what's up. We reaping what we sow, but never sowing love, love. Minute, the world is spinning, I get it. The love of money is tripping, it got us thinking we winning. But baby, we can change the world cause we in it. Don't let them ever tell you that the sky is the limit.
You're writing on the wall for everyone to see. It'll be a song of freedom. It'll be a prayer of peace. Oh Lord. Still the world is spinning out of control. Yeah. See, God is love. The message of hate is a crushing weight, and I don't want no more. I don't want no more, no. The blessing of grace is a healing rain, and it goes on and on. It goes on and on.